For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Missouri Senator Wayne Wallingford has pre-filed a bill to establish inspections of abortion clinics in Missouri. Jacob McClelland reports.
If passed, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services would make at least annual on-site inspections of abortion clinics. Wallingford, a Republican from Cape Girardeau, says the bill was inspired by the case of Kermit Gosnell's Philadelphia abortion clinic, which was found in unsanitary conditions. Wallingford is pro-life, but says this legislation would not restrict access to abortions.
It just wants the facilities to be inspected. I think that's reasonable. We require for restaurants, and we're not doing surgery.
Wallingford introduced similar legislation in the previous session. The only abortion clinic in Missouri is Planned Parenthood in St. Louis. For KRCU, I'm Jacob McClelland.
A proposed Missouri bill would give legal amnesty to those seeking emergency medical help for drug overdoses. Republican State Representative Brian Spencer of Wentzville recently proposed a bill protecting those who call for help from being charged with some drug crimes. Some who call an ambulance for themselves or others would be immune from charges of drug possession, but there are stipulations. The amnesty only kicks in if the individual has less than a certain amount of an illegal substance. For example, someone with more than 3 grams of heroin, cocaine, or morphine would not be protected. The Missouri Supreme Court is expected to make decisions on 3 cases regarding traffic camera violations at some point in the future, but a new bill introduced to the legislature last week seeks to give voters the final say on the legality of the cameras. Cody Newell has more.
Representative Paul Kirtman, who filed the bill, said that efforts to ban traffic cameras in his own district and St. Charles County are a sign that voters should decide the legality of the cameras on a broader level.
I think that this debate has been going on a long time in Missouri, and I think that with St. Charles recently approving a ban countywide on their ballot, that just demonstrates that the people of Missouri are ready to vote on this themselves and bring an end to the issue.
Kirtman says that if passed by the legislature, this bill will not be a constitutional amendment, but rather an addition to state traffic regulation statutes. I'm Cody Newell.
A month ago, Missouri marijuana legalization group Show Me Cannabis filed a ballot initiative for 2016 that seeks to regulate marijuana consumption the same as alcohol. Now, another petition is trying to give Missourians a broader option. The Missouri Cannabis Restoration and Protection Act of 2016 seeks to fully legalize marijuana use and cultivation for all residents of Missouri with no age limits. Mark Pedersen of the Cannabis Patient Network Institute wrote the initiative. He believes Colorado's legalization didn't go far enough, and Show Me Cannabis's efforts won't either.
Colorado represents the one state in the union that is the most legal. Why would we want something less than what Colorado has? And that's what Show Me is presenting.
Both the initiatives will need 160,000 signatures to be put on the ballot. Conservation groups and community leaders are urging President Obama to put an end to a proposed Army Corps of Engineer project in Missouri's Boot Heel. As Jacob McClelland reports, they say the new Madrid Levee project would destroy wetlands and cut off the Mississippi River's last access to its floodplain in Missouri.
The $165 million project would plug a gap at the floodway levee. The floodway is designed to ease flooding near the confluence of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers. Some southern Illinois leaders are concerned the levee would lead to more development in the floodway and make it more difficult for the Corps to activate it in the future. Richard Grigsby is the president of the NAACP in Alexander and Pulaski counties in southernmost Illinois. He says the levee would put majority black towns like Cairo at risk.
It's a civil rights issue because people would lose their homes, or, you know, where they make their living, where they live all their lives. This would affect both black and whites. It might affect the blacks more, but it's still affecting.
Environmentalists say the levee would ruin habitat for fish and wildlife. I'm Jacob McClelland.
The Missouri Insurance Department is recommending a reduction in the premiums charged to businesses for workers' compensation insurance. The department is recommending a 4.4% decrease in insurers' loss costs for 2015. Those loss projections typically are used by insurers when setting rates. Department Director John Huff says the reduction is due to a decrease in medical claims cost, a decline in large losses in 2012, and a downward trend in the frequency of claims for lost time at work. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.